Be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
$25 million of us watched the first GOP debate. I'm going to give you an opportunity to comment on what you saw. I was impressed by it. I know Hugh Hewitt, listening, coming in this morning, was unimpressed, I think, is the best way to look at it. Yeah, they didn't talk about the retreat from Afghanistan. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can criticize the debate for. But the fact is, it was 8 GOP candidates talking about themselves, talking about their future for America, their vision. You were introduced to Vivek Ramaswamy. I thought on balance it was as good a debate as you could expect for a first debate. I thought Fox did a really nice job with it. I'm going to give you the opportunity, though, to give us your spin on what you saw last night. This is your first opportunity to be able to comment here in Las Vegas, and we're going to give you a chance to do just that. 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. As long as you're up, you might as well join in on the conversation. I thought Vivek Ramaswamy did really well. His coming out party. I thought Chris Christie was Chris Christie. And to be really honest with you, Ron DeSantis, I thought, was reasonably good. He was reasonably good. Is it going to be enough to stop the bleeding for his campaign? Don't know. We'll find out. In fact, I'm going to try and squeeze this in because this was really good stuff. Let's go to cut 4. This was Mike Pence mixing it up with Vivek Ramaswamy in Milwaukee last night. I thought it was really good stuff. It was taking the gloves off, so to speak. This was Mike Pence last night in Milwaukee with Vivek Ramaswamy.
I think unquestionably I am the best prepared, the most tested, the most qualified and proven conservative in this race. I was a leader in the Congress of the United States. I led Indiana where we balanced budgets and had a AAA bond rating when I was governor. And as vice president of the United States, we spent funding to backfill on the military cuts of the Obama administration. And then we were there in the worst pandemic in 100 years. All that being said, I was the first person in this race to say that we've got to deal with the long-term national debt issues. You got people on this stage that won't even talk about issues like Social Security and Medicare. I mean, Vivek, you recently said a president can't do everything. Well, I got news for you, Vivek. I've been in the hallway. I've been in the West Wing. A president of the United States has to confront every crisis facing America. I will put our nation back on the path to growth and prosperity and restore fiscal responsibility, just as I did in Congress and as governor.
Mr. Vice President.
And when I was vice president.
But, yeah, I mean,
earlier. I'm going to give Vivek first.
We'll get to both of them.
Yeah, this isn't that complicated, guys. Unlock American energy. Drill, frack, burn coal, embrace nuclear. put people back to work by no longer paying them more to stay at home, reform the U.S. Fed, stabilize the U.S. dollar, and go to war. The only war that I will declare as U.S. president will be the war on the federal administrative state that is the source of those toxic regulations acting like a wet blanket on the economy. So I'm not sure I exactly understood Mike Pence's comment, but I'll let you all parse that out. For me, it's pretty simple. That's something a U.S. president can do with focus, and I'll deliver on
it. Well, let me explain it to you. Let me explain it to you, Vivek, if I can. I'll go slower this time.
I sometimes struggle with the reading comprehension.
Look, I was a House conservative leader before it was cool. I actually pushed a Deficit Reduction Act. That was the last time we actually reduced the national debt in the United States when I was the leader of House conservatives. I balanced budgets and cut taxes when I was governor. I mean, look, Joe Biden has weakened this country at home and abroad. Now is not the time for on-the-job training. We don't need to bring in a rookie. We don't need to bring in people without experience. We need to bring
you have a rebuttal, okay? And you are up, Governor DeSantis.
So here's the thing. Why are we in this mess? Part of it, and a major reason, is because how this federal government handled COVID-19 by locking down this economy. It was a mistake. It should have never happened. And in Florida, we led the country out of lockdown. We kept our state free and open. And I can tell you this, as your president, I will never let the deep state bureaucrats lock you down. You don't take somebody like Fauci and coddle him. You bring Fauci in, you sit him down, and you say, Anthony, you are fired.
Whoa! Coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll go to your phone calls. In fact, JD will be leading this off. All the rest of you right behind him. Here's the number to call, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Who won the debate last night? And was there anybody that deep-sixed their aspirations to become president? Anybody that stepped in it? I don't think there was much of that that went on. I thought the 8 candidates did just fine. We'll talk about your view of what happened last night. 25 million people watched the Fox News debate, and the next debate coming up in September at the Reagan Library. We will talk about that, by the way, with Michael Reagan, the eldest son of the late President Ronald Wilson Reagan, and the author of Lessons My Father Taught Me, The Strength, Integrity, and Faith of Ronald Reagan. We'll talk with Michael Reagan coming up just after 8 o'clock. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Dodgers and Guardians were suspended in the second inning due to heavy rain in Cleveland last night, with the Dodgers leading the game 3-1. They'll resume today, 12:10 Eastern, 9:10 a.m. Pacific. Then at 3:10 Eastern, the teams play again. Gavin Williams slated to start for the Guardians. Ryan Pepiot, the starter for the Dodgers. Tough news for the Angels. Shohei Ohtani has a torn UCL in his right elbow. Angels GM Perry Minasian.
We did imaging in between games. He does have a tear. And he won't pitch the rest of the year. As far as plans and details, I don't have those yet. Obviously, he hit the second game. He's played with this in 18, so take it day by day. And
this update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain? How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
volume building through the resort corridor, most of that on I-15 southbound from Spring Mountain on down toward Tropicana. So no unexpected braking there. That's just rush hour speed starting to take over. And no accidents actually being reported on any of the highways to block the way. On the west side streets, got one though at Decatur and Penwood. That's on Decatur between Desert Inn and Sahara. It's the only accident being reported. 20% chance of late afternoon thunderstorms today. Otherwise sunny. Highs stopping right around 97 degrees this afternoon. We're at 79 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Live and local in our brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m., by Americans for Prosperity. Joining us now, always good to have him on, is J.D. J.D., what did you think of what you saw last night?
I could hardly hear you.
How about now?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Yeah, all right, I'll talk, but I could hardly hear you. First, I'd like to give a shout-out, thank you for that Via Brazil dinner. Mark was right on with the creme brulee, and Anna, the hostess and owner, couldn't have been any more sweeter. I mean, it's a great, great venue. They must have 12 different meats, and I just enjoyed the heck out of it, as my grandchildren must have ate more there than they've ever eaten in their life. They're young kids, 3 and 4 and 7.
God bless you. Well, thank you for patronizing a really great business, and hopefully we'll have more of those.
Regarding the debate, again, I can hardly hear you. I think Trump was brilliant and right to skip this circular firing squad. I wish that these guys have the guts to talk to the press and Democrats every day like they do to each other on these ridiculous debates with not enough time to answer a question. With shouts, the crowd was out of order. Bear and Martha couldn't control nothing. I mean, the only thing to me that came out of this was DeSantis acquitted himself fairly well, and Governor Haley, I think, is a future president.
Wow. Wow. Can you hear me any better now?
Go ahead.
No. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. What would you change? What would you change about the format for the next one coming up in September at the Reagan Library?
Well, first of all, again, maybe break it up into smaller groups. First of all, number one, the crowd was roaring like they were at a football game. Half the time, they overtook the answers when you couldn't hear them. So limit the crowd, and you know, I think this Bret Baier is overrated. To bring up abortion and talk about that instead of Afghanistan, instead of Bidenomics, the economy, so many other things. I mean, we've already went through the abortion debacle one time. I know the Republicans have to come up with an answer for it in this election, but these press people just annoy the crap out of me.
No, I'm with you. I am with you. Who is the candidate that stood out for you?
Governor Haley. You didn't hear me, I guess. I said she's a future president.
Oh yeah, expand on that if you will. What is there about her demeanor, about her knowledge?
First of all, you know, she's a smart, strong woman, and you know, we haven't had a woman president yet. You know, and second of all, you know, she comes from an immigrant family, first generation. And the second, her husband is active in the military. Third, she was a pretty good governor of South Carolina. And then she got promoted by Trump to be the ambassador to the United Nations. And I thought she did a fine job there. I don't know why she retired after 2 years. I guess maybe to run for president, but I don't know. She has substance, and she... she took Vivek out to the woodshed. I mean, she knocked, I don't want to use the phrase I normally use, she knocked it in the dirt on him.
Let me ask you, speaking of Vivek, what did you think of Vivek Ramaswamy?
He's out of his league. He's a young punk. Where does he think he's going? He's like that guy Yang or whatever that ran for the Democrats. You know, get seasoned. He's 37, 38 years old. You know, run for county commissioner. Run for dog catcher. I mean, you know, you just don't jump into the presidential race because you got a zillion dollars.
Hey, J.D., thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's J.D., who knows a lot about a lot of stuff. Good to have him on. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out what you thought. You were among 25 million people that watched the debate last night on Fox News Channel. And my question to you is, who won, who lost? And what did you like or dislike about the format last night? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us, that's MrsFixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call Pro Price.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Million people watched that debate last night. And I know that because that's what they said on Hugh Hewitt's show. And he knows better than anybody. I'm gonna give you my impressions. I thought it was lively. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was entertaining. I think it would have been much better if Donald J. Trump had been there, but he wasn't. He was getting ready to report to the Fulton County Jail sometime late this afternoon, early evening East Coast time. And it'll be interesting to see if he has a statement later tonight. If he does, we'll obviously have we will have the best of that. We'll have the highlights from that. If he does some sort of media after reporting to jail in Fulton County, Georgia. I promised I would bring you the best moments of the debate. It went over 2 hours. Chris Christie was pressed by Brett Baer. And by the way, I thought Brett Baer, Martha McCallum did as good a job as they could. I wish they would have controlled the crowd a lot better, because I think the crowd took a lot of time, and you couldn't hear some of the answers, and it was a little frustrating for me. Just watching it on TV, I don't know what it was like in the room. We will get a chance to visit with somebody who was in the room, Pat Casal, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. And we'll get his view on what happened, how it played in the room as opposed to on TV, the way the rest of us all watched it. This was Chris Christie, though. This is Cut 5, pressed by Brett Baer on his time as governor. Here it is.
Governor Christie, do you agree with Governor DeSantis just said there? And why would you be better on the economy than him?
Well, look, I do agree predominantly with what Governor DeSantis just laid out. I think that if you asked every one of us up here, that we would agree predominantly with what he just laid out. Here's the difference. The difference is that we're going to have to work and make sure that we sell these ideas and we be able to put ourselves in a position where we get a majority of the vote, not only by winning the Congress and the Senate in 24, but also by having someone who's had the experience of doing it. Now, I was elected as a conservative Republican in a blue state with 61% of the vote, with a Democratic legislature against me the entire time. And we still, through hard, strong decision making, brought them around to our point of view. We cut taxes in New Jersey. We cut debt in New Jersey. We made sure that each and every time we were confronted with bad Democratic ideas, we stood and stopped them. And when there were good ideas, we brought people together to make progress going forward. Truth and accountability are the things we need to do to fight waste. And I'd say the last thing is this, Brett. We cannot sit by any longer and allow the kind of spending that's going on in Washington, because every dollar they spend is a dollar that these people are not allowed to spend on their children and their grandchildren. It's robbing our country, and it's wrong.
Well, Governor, let me just follow up very quickly. New Jersey, when you were governor, had the second lowest credit rating in the nation after Illinois, and it was downgraded 11 times.
Yep. Yeah, and that's what happens when you inherit a blue state that has done that. But when you look at what we did on debt, Brett, in that state, we cut debt in that state, debt that had been left to us by three Democratic gubernatorial predecessors of mine who ran up that debt tremendously. And what you also saw us do was to cut the unemployment rate in half. It was over 10% when I became governor in 2010. What we also did was cut pension payments to public employees to make sure that taxpayers were not being soaked by a public employee union system that was killing the taxpayer.
Chris Christie, pressed by Brett Baer. I'm going to tell you, I thought Brett Baer and Martha McCallum did maybe as good a job as they could have. It'll be interesting to see what happens to the next debate in September at the Reagan Library. We're going to give you an opportunity to sound off. Who was the candidate that stood out for you? Did, by the way, were any minds changed? Any of you that have supported repeatedly Donald J. Trump? I mean, is there anybody out there that said, you know, I was going to vote for Trump, but now I'm going to vote for fill in the blank? We're going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Thursday, here's my problem. Somehow as a child, I began to believe that fairness was important. So I challenged what I thought was unfair. Bad things follow. The nuns who taught me at St. Bridget's School were overwhelmed by having 60 restless urchins staring at them every day, and crowd control, not fair play, prevailed. That set up confrontation between me and the Sister Marys. I lost. In high school, the rich kids dominated, and the working class students like me were expected to accept that. I did not, and fought the concept to a draw. I also earned some respect in the process. Forget about my broadcasting career. Fairness has long been extinct in that industry, just like in the political world. Now, today, many Americans are upset because no powerful person will be held responsible for the Russian collusion fraud. That's not fair, they say. And they are correct. It is not fair. But neither is the entire bureaucratic system in Washington, D.C., and perhaps in your state capital. What we have there are entrenched politicians not looking out for the folks, not trying to deliver fairness to the people, but trying to